Welcome back to Regional Radio and online at MIMOinfo.com. Michaela Ayers joining us now, the latest athlete to be named the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week. So, Michaela, congratulations to you. It was an impressive week last week as, once again, you and the South Iron girls basketball team captured a district title. Coach Graves was telling us that you were pretty excited when you found out you were named Athlete of the Week. What was your initial reaction?
Yes, I was very excited, and I was just excited that we got that opportunity. I definitely wouldn't have been able to do it with my teammates. They're definitely the reason for my success. I wouldn't be able to do it with them, and I was just very excited.
Now, I mentioned before, you've once again, for the third straight year now, in fact, all 3 years you've been on varsity, you've captured the Class 1 District 2 title. How did that feel to once again come out on top after the district tournament?
That was also very exciting. Every year we set goals, and that was definitely one of our goals to get it done and hopefully further into our after districts and going into semifinals and everything else. But we were definitely excited, and we hope to keep it going.
Since your freshman year, as I mentioned, you've won it each year, but as you're now a junior, do you feel like there's more pressure on you just to step up and do what those players that were there before you have done, capture a district title?
There was definitely a little more pressure with Ashley leaving to kind of step up and do a little bit more scoring. But the whole team, in my opinion, has definitely stepped up and started scoring. And so, I mean, for all of us, there was a little bit more pressure, but I think we've been accomplishing it really well.
You mentioned filling the void with Ashley graduating from a scoring perspective, but what about from a leadership perspective? Your coach, Lawrence Graves, had some high praise for your leadership. Do you feel like you needed to step up in the locker room and on the court more as a leader, just being a junior now?
Yes, that was another thing I needed to totally step up in. I just kind of want to keep everyone going and keeping our heads right and everything else. And that was definitely a big step up, but other than that, I think we're doing pretty good.
So you just won the opening state sectional round now for the state tournament. You'll be moving on to the quarterfinal round. I imagine then you're just keeping your focus on that, though, moving forward?
Yes, that is our main focus right now. We have about three more games, but we're excited to be in that place and be in the opportunity that we're in.
Michaela, is there anyone you want to thank for helping you get to this point in your athletic career?
I definitely want to thank my coaches, especially my dad. And I just want to thank God for blessing me everything that I have and all the abilities and giving me the opportunities that I have.
Now, the charity you chose, the Rally Foundation, I believe that supports a childhood cancer research, correct?
Yes.
So what made you choose that charity as the one that you wanted Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy to donate $25 towards?
I was kind of talking to my grandma about it, and she had mentioned this one, and it sounded it was something I really wanted to donate to and something that I felt that was very important.
That is Michaela Ayers joining us here on Regional Radio. Michaela, thank you so very much for your time, and best of luck moving forward through the state tournament.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back after this on Regional Radio.